I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans Weekly Address.
Thanks for joining us. With us today, I have a special guest. This is Tony Gonzalez, Congressman from Texas. Your district goes from El Paso to San Antonio. You have more than 800 miles of the border.
Yes, sir.
You have 42% of the entire border,
yes,
of the southern border of America,
yeah,
in your district.
That's right.
Very diverse district.
Mm-hmm.
You're a freshman, but you serve on appropriations.
Yes.
Part is from your background. You served in the Navy more than 20 years.
Yeah.
You were born and raised in this area.
Yes.
But the border has really become an issue. So
oh, yeah,
what are you hearing down there throughout?
Oh, the border is as bad as it's ever been. You know, just this on Tuesday, I'm getting calls and texts from mayors and sheriffs, Border Patrol themselves, because of the pure chaos. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't slowed down one bit. The part that concerns me is the security piece.
Yeah.
And you highlighted this over a year ago. No one's talking about this. You know, last year, there were over 4,000 Russians that came through the border illegally. You know, we asked the question to Mayorkas, hey, how many of these people pose a threat? And the answer, they have no idea. This is a problem with the intelligence community. They should be asking these questions. Hey, how many terrorists are coming and trying to hurt us? Well, the things that are happening in Afghanistan and Ukraine impact our border, impact America, and I see it every single day.
Well, they come from 160 other countries. It's just not in Latin America.
Yes.
And you have really led the charge because you've brought down more than 100 members. And I remember we went there more than a year ago.
Yeah.
And that's where we discovered first from the border agents, just so overwhelming to them. But they're catching people on the terrorist watch list.
That's right.
From Yemen, even.
Yeah.
And on different days. So why are they coming? What are they up to? But the other thing, you're seeing the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part here is the fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
This is where it comes from. It comes
That's
from
right.
China through our border.
Yeah.
And now it's the number one cause of death for those between the ages of 18 and 40.
Yeah.
But what are those communities? I mean, the schools are closing down on certain days.
That's right. Oh, it's pure chaos. I mean, imagine these small, sleepy towns. A lot of my district is rural. You know,
yeah,
I've got San Antonio, very urban, but I got a lot of rural communities, small little towns that all of a sudden they have high-speed chases. They've got fences that are getting destroyed. It's just chaos. What a lot of the Border Patrol agents are frustrated with is they can't do anything. They're in these processing centers,
yeah,
processing people. They don't want that. I just had the sector chief call me yesterday going, Tony, my agents want to be back out in the field. To your point on fentanyl, you know, there's drones that are coming back and forth. They're dropping these little packets of fentanyl, taking them all over the country. We can stop this. And I think when we've been back the majority, we have a plan. That's what's exciting about this conference. We have a plan on day one.
Yes.
We're not just going to catch the bus.
And I will tell you, the interesting part when I was down there seeing it, if a border agent is taken off the line to care for somebody, that's making it more wide open.
Yes.
And what they were telling us, the border agents, that they'd have women and children coming, and they'd go up and see it, and then they've never seen it before, a pack of men just running 100
yes,
where they know it's wide open, like it
yes,
was caused.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what else you're seeing? Is you're seeing a coordinated effort is what you're getting at. And the sad part about it is you've got these migrants dying at record numbers.
Yes.
I mean, innocent children. Last week, there was a four-year-old little girl that drowned in the river in Del Rio. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see that. And this is happening every single week. It's just nonstop. You know,
they're being taken advantage of.
They're being taken advantage of because of this administration.
Yeah.
They've doubled down on illegal immigration. It's terrible to see, and it's evident
now
in my district.
Now we have Title 42 that
yes,
came in under President Trump to protect, especially during the pandemic. People are not being tested.
Right.
But President Biden's thinking of lifting that. What would happen along there that you see?
You know what? One of the wins that I think our conference got that really isn't talked about is Title 42 was stayed around all through last year. I mean, they wanted to get rid of this back in February.
Tell the viewers what Title 42
yeah,
actually
so
means.
Title 42, it's the last Band-Aid, if you will, and it allows Border Patrol agents to immediately expel somebody back to their country of origin that does not qualify for asylum. Basically, about 90% of people do not qualify for asylum. So right now in Eagle Pass, I'll go back to Eagle Pass because it's
yeah,
fresh on my mind. You know, they've got 3,000 people in detention waiting to be processed. About 40% of those are Title 42. So if Title 42 goes away, you're going to see the record numbers double overnight. That's what has the Border Patrol agents
scared.
I've
heard there's people sitting there just waiting for Title 42,
yes,
and they're just going to come across.
Yeah.
And then for the poor border agent, even if they catch them, they can't send them back.
Oh, they're getting crushed. They're getting crushed. You know, we saw in August all these Haitians under the bridge, these nearly 20,000 Haitians. You know what we're seeing now? We're seeing Cubans and Venezuelans. In the same area, Eagle Pass is 30 miles down the road. There's no end in sight, but Republicans have constantly been pushing, and we will continue to push on that. So,
I appreciate you for all your work. I appreciate you taking so many members down there so they could be educated on this. I just wish our vice president would go.
That's right. To more than just, I wish our president would go. I wish Nancy Pelosi would go. She's in Austin this week. You know, just go a little bit further, and then you get to the border. There's real people that are hurting, and that's the part that they don't understand, is they're going to lose more than just Hispanic voters.
And the problem now is with the fentanyl, every city's a border city.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, thank you for your work.
Thank
Keep
you,
up
leader.
The good work. Talk to you
appreciate
soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, leader.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.